We've got to catch up on some of my other learning.
Good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam Hilchos Gerushin Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, Chapter 7, Law 5, in the Mosnayim Texas, page 110 and 111. So let's just recap the beginning of this perek since it was from last Wednesday, and it does relate to what's going on. Mm-hmm. We're going to learn there's a distinction if an agent brings a get from one city to another city in Eretz Yisrael, which we've talked about, what we're going to get to shortly if it's involving outside of Eretz Yisrael. So let's just review quickly, what are the laws if an agent is bringing a get inside of Eretz Yisrael? So if an agent, let's say a man gives an agent a get. He says, here's a get, give it to my wife. Now the agent doesn't know anything about the get, he didn't look at the get, he didn't check the get, he didn't see what happened with the get.
If
the husband just says, here is the get. And he looks at it, he sees it's a get, but he doesn't know who the guy signed it is, he doesn't know nothing. Right? So he says, just gives him. So he says, give it to my wife. He can give it to her.
Yeah.
But he gives it to her, obviously in front of two witnesses to see that he is giving it to her. Yeah. Even though we don't know who the witnesses are at all, and she is divorced, and now she can marry somebody else.
No.
We assume that the signatures on the get are kosher witnesses and everything is fine.
Yeah.
However, that only helps if the husband doesn't later come and contest the divorce. Because remember, this guy walks and says, this is from your husband. Now, we assume that the guy who's giving it is honest. We assume that the get was honest. We have two witnesses signing a get.
Proper witnesses.
You assume everything's fine. Well, if the husband comes over and says, you know what? I don't understand. I don't know who brought you that get. I never wrote you a get. He contests the get. Said, never. It's a forgery.
So now the husband doesn't sign the get.
The husband doesn't sign a get.
No.
The witnesses sign the get. Okay, so the guy says, it's a forgery. This guy came, I don't know what he did, he wrote it up from somewhere, he got two bogus witnesses, and it's a whole, you're not divorced. So the law is, it's a legitimate concern, and we have to try to verify the signatures of the get. We look around and see whose names are this, call up, check around, find out who the guys are, and it is verifiable. And since, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where there's a lot of Jews, and there's a lot of caravans going back and forth, it's not hard to find Jews in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
We could have a Bezdin, could have signatures on file from previous documents.
Right.
There's all kinds of things. So now, the rule is, if we can verify who the signatures are, and they indeed were legitimate signatures, and we find out, and they say, yeah, we signed this get, you know, and the husband's lying, well, then it's a valid divorce. We don't listen to the husband's claim. But what if we look and we don't find any? We can't validate those signatures. Then we have a major problem. That means that get was never a divorce. And if she subsequently, or subsequent to the receiving of the gift, but prior to the husband's contesting, she got married to somebody, she's in big trouble. Because she wound up being married while she was married to the first husband. And therefore, she will be prohibited to the second husband and back to the first husband prohibited. And if she had any children from the second husband, they'd be mamzerim because she was not allowed to get divorced. Okay. Now, therefore, then we said, women who we could think would not like this woman and would want to get her in trouble are not believed to be agents to bring a get. Let's say her mother-in-law, sister-in-law, other in-laws or outlaws who would like to mess her up. We won't accept it because we probably assume they're trying to mess it up. If they mess it up, she could have big problems. And we don't accept them at all. Okay? And finally, okay, the Latin X is not that important. Okay, so that's the main laws. Now, so the main point we see is that in Eretz Yisrael, since there's a lot of caravans and it's easy to find Jews in Eretz Yisrael, it's easy to verify documentations. So this one guy comes along, he just plunks the get down, gives it to the woman and says, listen, your husband gave it to me. And I assume the witnesses are, I don't know who they are, but I assume they're okay. It's a divorce. If the husband contests it, it's a legitimate contesting. And if we can't verify the signatures, the get is nullified totally like didn't happen. If we verify it, then it's fine. That's all in Eretz Yisrael. Now, things change if we are dealing with outside of Eretz Yisrael. Because we'll see in Halacha Ches, outside of Yisrael, there isn't, it's not so easy to find Jews. It's easy to, well, no, in Ches, Ches will give us the logic. We don't get to it till ches, but hey is assuming the logic of ches. That's okay. That's what I'm saying. So it's not as easy, and you cannot verify things. And since we can't verify things, then we take it a step back and we change the entire law from the beginning. Now halacha ches. With that little introduction.
Hey.
Well, a hey looks like a ches a little bit.
It does, yeah. A little bit. Yeah, that could
and
be.
Especially late at night, you know.
Yeah.
Halacha, hey. Shaliach shehevi get mimakom lamakom b'chutz l'aretz. If a shaliach, an agent, brings a get from one city to another, and they're both outside of Eretz Yisrael, situation one, or situation two, me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz, he brings a get from Israel to outside of Israel, or situation number three, or me'chutz l'aretz l'aretz, or from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. The common denominator of all three cases is one or more of the locations is outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? And since it's outside of Yisrael, there are not a lot of caravans going fair, forth, and therefore it's not going to be easy to validate the signatures on the get, as we will see. So therefore, if he comes back with that. So now, what will we believe in? What can he do that will accept? So it's not just, he can't do like before, just bring the get and say, here's the get. And I don't know anything about the get. The husband gave me the get. Because the problem's gonna be, if there'll be a claim later by the husband, there's no way to validate this.
This is gonna be challenging.
Because there's not a lot of caravans. You can't validate things easy. So we're not setting up a situation initially that's gonna get us in trouble. In Eretz Yisrael, where it's easy to validate witnesses. So we say like this, listen. Really, a good get is a good get. You know, it's like two witnesses testifying. It's a good get. We assume it's okay. Okay, the husband's gonna contest it. Okay, we have to listen to what he says. But if it really was correct, it will be easy to find it. So therefore, we allow the get to be given before we validated anything good, because we can validate it. But in chutz l'aretz, that's very so, you can't validate things very easily. So we don't set up a situation that could set her up for big trouble. So therefore, we require the following from the witness who brings this get. If that witness who brings the get, who brings the get, if he was there by the husband when the get was written, and it was signed, so he knows what's going on. He says, I saw the sofer write the get. I saw the husband tell the sofer to write the get. I saw the two witnesses who signed the get. And this really did happen. So now, he now has been the agent to bring the get. So he now, before two witnesses, before he gives it to the woman, as he's about to give the get in front of two people, which he should have anyway, two people watching him as he gives her the get, as the law of giving a get would require, but he says the magic words. Befonai nechtav, ubefonai nechtam.
Wow.
Before me the get was written,
sealed.
And before me the get was signed by two witnesses. That's what he has to do. That's extra now. And afterwards, yitin lo bifneim, then you give the get before those two fellows to the woman, v'tiskarish bo, and now she is divorced. If there's any chutz l'aretz component in the delivery or receiving of this get. Even though we don't know who these witnesses are in the city we're at, but the guy says, I saw these two guys. And these were two, look like good Jews to me, who signed this get. Even if the names of the witnesses who signed it had non-Jewish names. You know, it was Paul, Christopher,
Nicholas.
You know,
well, Chris,
Nicholas.
Probably not.
Scott.
Whatever.
Scotty.
You know, Papa.
Papa. Yes.
Right? Whatever. You know, it doesn't matter. In Chosim, we are not concerned for that. We're not saying, well, maybe they were Goyim. Because no, most Jews, Gemara says in their times, most Jews who lived outside of Eretz Yisrael, their names were like the names of the Goyim. So certainly we would have gone after Jews. And since we're bringing a get from Chutz L'aretz, so with non-Jewish names, so therefore even in Eretz Yisrael, if it's signed there, it could be, we're not concerned either ways, because, you know, we're going to use those, even in Eretz Yisrael, they become popular names. Okay, now once Jews take on non-Jewish names, and even in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to take on those non-Jewish names. Now, I have to explain a little bit of logic over here. There's a few points that need to be clarified over here, because really there is a question here. How can we believe this one guy for what he is saying?
Exactly.
Usually you need two witnesses, don't you?
Yeah.
Now, on the trust of one guy who comes out of the blue, he said, I want you to know. You know, 2 weeks ago when I was in whatever, in Wisconsin, you know, there was a man, and your husband, he had a sofer, and I saw the sofer write it, and I saw two witnesses sign it, and all we're going to believe, all this is on the credence of just one fellow. Now, that's very important. So normally we can't validate, and we're allowing him to validate this get. And normally we do not have one person validate a get. You need two people to validate a get. Here we believe him. Why? Now let's understand there's a few steps over here. Step number one, biblically, if you have a document that is signed by two witnesses, the Gemara says, and we're going to see this again in Ksuvus as well, let's go to Mamash Dovetail. Mm-hmm. It's a document with two Jewish witnesses' signature. It's as good as two witnesses testifying in a court of law.
It's the gold standard. We took
that. Got to remember, two Jews walk in the court of law. We assume they're telling the truth unless they're proven otherwise. Now that is an insight. I mean, after all, the guys could lie, but we assume Jews aren't going to lie. And we have no way of any jurisprudence if we don't believe witnesses.
Ah.
So just like two witnesses come to a court and say, we saw the following, we say the same thing. Two people who have signed a document, we say the very same thing. And we don't assume that a person has the chutzpah to forge such a document.
Right.
That is on the biblical level. Come the rabbis and say, no, we really should have witnesses that substantiate this get. And to say, we have really need two witnesses to say, we know who the people who signed this get are, and they did sign it, and that's what you normally would need. However, when you're dealing with a divorce over here, there's a problem of, you know, to get two is not so easy, and it could be a problem of the woman being an aguna, that she won't ever be able to get divorced. So therefore, we trust this one guy as if there's two people. Yeah? So you're right. So again, since on the biblical level, the divorce, any document that's got two signatures on is good. Okay? Now, the rabbis were afraid maybe things will get messed up, right? They were strict and said, well, you know, we really should validate this, especially we're not going to find witnesses easy. We should validate it. And normally you would need two witnesses to validate. But since we're dealing with a divorce, and it's not, might not be easy to get two witnesses, so it's a rabbinic strictness already, so we'll let it go with one. But once we're letting go with one, we have to be a little strict for the one guy. Now really, what do we really need that witnesses to tell us? Do we need so much to know that he saw it written or he saw it signed?
Signed
is the key point. And normally to validate this get, the witnesses do not have to know who wrote the get. They just have to tell us who the signators are. And that's one too. But since it's one, and we're being lenient to one, so not to mix up and think one guy could validate other contracts, only by a get can one guy validate the signatures. Mm-hmm. So we say, not to confuse, he's going to say a little bit more. He's going to not only say he saw the signators, but he also saw it being written. So that's the, so there's a leniency, but since we're being lenient, we want to be strict, so not to confuse it into other areas. You got that point?
Got it.
So again, just to review that idea. Normally, again, biblically, you walk in with a document with two signatures, kosher, 100%.
Yeah.
The rabbis say, no, we would like to put a stringency on here. We'd like it to be validated. Normally, validation would require two witnesses. But since we're talking about a divorce, and we're afraid she won't get married, so we're going to be lenient. Only one man has to validate. And the guy who sent it will be the guy who validates. But really, all we need is to validate the signatures. Why does he have to say also to validate who wrote it? So we don't confuse it with other situations where we'll not allow one guy. We make him say a little bit more that even before me it was written as well. So now once he does that, that is fine. That's now the law. Any divorce that is involved somewhere coming from or going to outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's all. You can't just, in Eretz Yisrael we said, just bring it. You don't have to know anything. The husband's going to complain, we'll try to validate it. Here, no, we're not going to be able to validate it so easy. So we got to validate it before we start. Don't give the get until the first, that one guy who's given says, I saw it signed, I saw it written. And now we trust him as if it's already been validated. To what point? Now look in Halakha Vav, it's just the next step.
Are
now.
Are we assuming he gives it to her in front of...
He gives it in front of two witnesses.
He said that.
He says in front of two witnesses, before me it was signed, written. Before me it was signed, and the same two witnesses said, now I'm giving it to her in front of the two witnesses.
Yeah.
That's how a divorce must work outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now, Vav. Now we'll go to step number two. So what's going to happen if the husband contests it still? Right? Now the husband comes along and says, what are you talking about? I never gave this divorce. Ain maskichim bo. We don't listen to him at all. Because we say that that agent who brought it and who testified, he is trustworthy as two witnesses, and the husband isn't believed against two. Just like if we would validate it. In Eretz Yisrael, if the husband complains and two witnesses validate it, we say, get out of here. It's your word against two guys. The rabbis are saying, since we were strict to begin with, once he's saying it's as good as two, and the husband's complaints
one against
are
two
not
fall to the
listened at all. So now we can take it a step further now. What did we say? In Eretz Yisrael, do we allow people who we suspect might hate the woman to bring the get?
No.
No. Why? Because they could be forging the whole thing, and Chakra didn't get signed. Husband will complain, but by the time the husband complains, the woman could have married somebody else, and they're messing her up, right? So you don't allow a mother-in-law to deliver a get. But how about from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael? Would we allow a mother-in-law to bring a get? So the Rambam says, we will. Why? Lafika, therefore, af hanashim shesoynes oso, even women who hate her, who we said in Eretz Yisrael,
we wouldn't
let them bring, because they're going to mess her up. But here in Nehemonis, they'd be believed. Lahavi get ze, to bring this get, but they'd have to say those words, velomar, to say what? Befonai nechtav, ubefonai nechtam. They'd have to say, before me it was written, before me it was signed, because once they do that, even if the husband later complains and says it's not good, we won't listen to the husband. So they have no way of messing her up. You see the difference? Because when these women say, even if they're lying, they're not going to want to lie because now they can't mess her up. When it's in Eretz Yisrael, they could mess her up. It's very possible a person can forge the whole thing, go give it. We don't ask any more questions. She can marry somebody else. Husband comes along and says, it's not true. They're messed up. But here, once we require you to say, the agent has to say, before me it was written, before me it was signed, and that has gold trust.
Yes.
Even if these women hate her,
that's the gold standard.
We accept it. So there can be no negative implications afterwards. So we would accept what they're saying, as long as they say b'fanei nechtam, because there's no way they can mess her up, because the husband's subsequent complaint will not be listened
that's
to.
That's right.
Okay, that's very interesting, eh? Zayin. One more. V'chein shliach shehevi get be'eretz Yisrael. So now let's go for it. Now let's think about it. Now in Eretz Yisrael, does the agent have to say, before me it was signed, before me it was signed?
No,
that's not anything. But what if he does? Now remember, originally, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say any of that stuff. But now it's open to criticism from the husband. So, and we'd have to validate.
You know what I mean?
Right?
But this is the pre-validation step.
Remember, yeah. In Israel, we're lenient. You can just bring it. You don't have to know anything. And we assume it's okay. If the husband comes to criticize it.
Okay, we have to listen to
it. Now we have to look into it. And if we don't find any validation, then it gets nullified, right? Chusars, we don't let it come to that stage. Chusars, we say, no, you gotta tell us beforehand.
Preemptive activities.
Now, what if now in Eretz Yisrael, the agent who didn't have to do this, but he preempts it as if it had been from Golis. But it's in Israel, he doesn't need to preempt
now
it.
The husband
what if
can't
he
protect.
Chooses to preempt it?
Then he,
okay?
That's an
addition. From Hebron through Yerushalayim, the agent comes and says, here's a get. Okay, thank you, but I want to add something. I saw it written, and I saw it signed. Even though we're not asking him to do that. But now he's doing this. So what will this help? So let's see. Let's look inside. V'chein shaliach shehevi get be'eretz Yisrael ve'omer b'fanei nechtam. When he says before me, it was written before me, a seal.
It's extra.
Even though he didn't need to do it. And now what happens if the owner comes, the husband comes along and complains?
Forget it.
It's
over.
We don't listen to him because, again, we will believe the one guy.
It's like two.
As if two. No worse than if it would have been in Chutz La'aretz. Now, Now, back to, that's point there. Now we're going back to the case of outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's a little tricky, this piece of Rambam now. Okay, so that's clear, right? Now, let's go back to the law when it's coming from Chutz Lars. What if the guy says, the shliach says, we say, okay, you're coming from Chutz Lars, can you testify that you saw it written and you saw it signed? What if the agent who came from outside of Yisrael, whatever, he cannot say, was it written for, I don't know. Was it signed for, I don't know. He just gave it to me. If that's the case, lo yinasein la, he can't give her the get. Can't give it her, because if the husband's going to come afterwards and criticize it, it's not likely we're going to be able to validate it. So don't give her the get to begin with. Elam can, unless we can, before we give it, niskayim b'chosef. If we can validate the signatures, then he will give it. If he can find a way, somehow we can find a way to validate it, we'll give it to him. We might not be able to validate it, and therefore you don't. Nice. But the only way we would give it from Chutz Lars is with validation. So it comes out, you need one of two things. Either the agent himself says, I saw it written, and I saw it signed, and that is the validation.
Yeah.
Or he says, I didn't see it, but we'll look around, and we'll try to validate it, and if they're lucky, and they find them, they validate it, then that's fine as well. It's amazing as well. Now, in terms of this validation, could we have the following? The shliach can be one. Now, to validate, you need a ad hoc bezin of three people have to validate these signature. So, the shliach, the messenger, he can be one of the three people who validate the signatures. Okay, he can be one of them. But if we cannot validate it, so let's say the guy says, the guy comes from outside his house, and we ask him, can you validate, did you see it written? No. Did you see it signed? No. Okay, let's try to validate it.
No.
Can't validate. And what does the guy do, that good for nothing? What does he do? He gives her the get anyway.
Oh, don't do that.
He gives her the get anyway.
Oh, yeah. Safek.
Right? Well, no. Hareze pasul, which means, how do we translate pasul?
It's
means
right,
biblically it's a good get.
Rabbinically it's not.
But rabbinically not. Why? Let's think for a minute. Really, even in Eretz Yisrael, what if a guy brings a get, a signed document, what do we say on the biblical level is the law? It's as if two witnesses came and told us. On a biblical level, the get is fine. What's the problem? On the rabbinic level, we need to get it validated, right? But if nobody says anything, we're okay. Husband comes along and criticizes it, boom, we're in major trouble over here. So therefore, we say, even before the husband comes along, when he gives such a get, under these circumstances, the rabbis are not happy with this get, and this, it's a get puzzle, meaning it's rabbinically not good, but biblically it is a good divorce. And therefore, what would happen if she is really divorced? So let's say she would get married to somebody else and have kids. The kids would not be momsers. But we would strongly advise her to get a divorce before she marries somebody else to take care of the rabbinic monkey that's on her back. V'imbo habal. And it's possible rabbinic achis kaim until we can validate. Now, v'imbo habal v'irer. And what if the husband comes out and now protests? We can't validate it. Ain't a magaresha. She is really not divorced at all. Just like if it would have been an Eretz Yisrael, that's saying she's not divorced. And similarly, as we learned before, what if the get gets lost after it's given? I raise the seven gifts. It's a doubt because you can never check and validate it, and it's not an acceptable divorce. Okay, that's, I think, pretty clear. Ches. Now we finally, after learning the halachos, now we come to the reason that I already had to speak out. Why did the rabbis require from this agent who comes from Chutz La'aretz to say, before me it was written and before me it was signed? Why are we so strict about this? Because we're not going to want to create a situation where if the husband will contest it, she would have to validate it afterwards, because it's not going to work out so well. Why? If the husband will come and contest it, then because it's not very easy to find witnesses in Chutz La'aretz. Because there's not a lot of caravans. And they say like this, the comments go even further. Let's say, in Ohio, okay? And let's say in Ohio you got Cleveland and Akron. The guy who wrote the divorce, he lived in Akron, and it's about a half an hour drive to Cleveland.
Oh, you know right? this. I'm not
30 minutes to Cleveland, right? So that's the same city, everything. And there could even be caravan. There's a local bus that goes every day from Akron to Cleveland, right? Still, it's not going to be good. Why? Because you know the rule about Golis, Jews don't hang around in any one place in Golis very long. Right. And therefore, even though there's a lot of caravans, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, people stay. You stay for a long time. Of course, it doesn't work that way. And therefore, since we can't assume we know where they are, it doesn't work. And therefore, we don't accept it. He has to come and give all that information. I think it's a good place to stop. Don't want to go too far with all the guys missing, I think, tomorrow also.